Having come down here for the trial with Gloucester, that led straight on, did it, to being invited to play for United?
Yes. Yeah. You know, again, Gloucester United had some fantastic people. Andrew Stanley was probably one of the biggest influences on me when I first came down to the club. Still remain very good friends with Stan, and it's great to see him back involved down here in the academy setup. But, you know, you had... The United at one stage was always rumoured to be as strong as the first team, and you know, you go in a training session against the first team and it was probably harder than some of the games you played at the weekend. But that was your apprenticeship really into the team. It was very much when I first joined, if somebody spoke to you, you spoke back to them, otherwise you kept your mouth shut. With a lot of the senior players that was around, there was still very much that culture. That's obviously changed now, pleased to say, I think just with the element of professionalism, it had to change. But going back then, I look back on it and I think it was a very good thing. It was just like when you used to go out to work, you always done your apprenticeship, you got accepted slowly, and then you become part of the team. Very much the same in Gloucester Rugby Club in the early days.
So how long did you play for the United?
I couldn't tell you. I was probably in and out of the United most of my career. I was very unfortunate. I got injured a lot down at Gloucester. In fact, if I look at my stats, I think in my 9 years at Gloucester, I had 13 operations. So inevitably, I was just getting into the first team, got injured, needed an operation. So I spent time in the United team to get back, got back up into the first team, and generally got injured again.
Yeah. Although I noticed that you played your very first match for the first team on the 3rd of September 1991 against Stroud here at King's Home.
Yes.
First match of the season.
Yes. Don't remember it that well now. All I can remember is being very, very nervous in the first team changing room, wearing the number 6 shirt. You know, the shirts were always laid out in the same positions. You always had the same peg. And... for me, it was just a case of getting through the game, doing as you were told, trying to play your normal game as best as you can, and trying to understand the other back row players that you were playing with and the way they played.
Yeah. That first season, where you played in the first game of the season, you only played 5 games. Yeah. That was injury as well as sort of trying to break into the first team.
Yeah, definitely. And also, I think after that first season, I suddenly found the gym as one of my stories, and I can always remember deciding that actually pushing weights was a lot easier than running around a field. So I spent the entire summer at the end of my first year with Gloucester weight training. I managed to put on 1 or 2 stone in pure muscle, was feeling absolutely fantastic. And then got to rugby training and couldn't run anywhere. You know, it was literally, if somebody ran at me, I would cut them in two, but if they ran a yard to one side or the other, I'd miss them by a mile. And my friend, Mark Nichols, went and played abroad for probably a couple of months in the summer. And I can never forget coming back, and he got selected for pre-season tour and I got left behind. Purely because of my fitness. And then I had to work on my fitness and slowly work my way back into the team.
I noticed in that first season, though, you did get thrown in against Pontypool. First team. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, it's hard to forget that. Pontypool. It was probably a wet Wednesday. Wet Wednesday in Wales. You know, people talk about playing against the Welsh, and it is a different atmosphere. I suppose the physical combat is a lot more, the rivalry is a lot more, but there is still that mutual respect when the final whistle goes. You certainly learnt where not to put your head and where to put your head when you played against the Welsh teams, because they very quickly let you know if it was in the wrong place.
Yeah.
But I look at that, and it was all good experience.
What did it feel like running out at King's Home for the first time in 1991?
Electric. really. The whole atmosphere, I used to think back to as a kid selling programmes down there, thinking, God, I wonder what it would be like to play out there. And, you know, then what seemed like very, very quickly after thinking that, you're actually running out there in a Gloucester shirt, playing in front of the Shed and the King's Own crowd, and, you know, the hair stand up on the back of your neck. The atmosphere was so good and always so positive. It was a pleasure to play in front of.
And where away did you enjoy playing?
I suppose all grounds, really. I was never really a player that had specific grounds that they preferred playing at, because at the end of the day, I always looked at it, it's a pitch in a field. So it didn't really matter what was around the outside when you were away, or that's certainly the attitude I tried to take. You know, Leicester was always a great place to play at because of the atmosphere. Northampton, very similar. I suppose Northampton, Leicester and Bath were the three grounds that really generated good atmosphere and a competitive atmosphere.
Yeah. Are there particular matches or particular incidents that you know, will always live at the forefront of your memories?
I think I can remember featuring in the game against Transvaal when Francois Pienaar was captain. That was a great memory, because not only did you have Pienaar, you had Joost van Westhuizen, the nine, and, you know, they had probably four or five internationals playing that year when they came over and toured here. And it was fantastic to play against players like that. Real honour when you look back to what they then went on to achieve. Other memorable games, I had a lot of memorable games, a lot from getting injured in them and a lot from great wins. You know, I can remember we didn't win, but I can remember the first time we went to Bath and we drew 19 all in a cup game. That was fantastic. I think the back row was myself, Mike Teague and Ian Smith then, and again I was just a young lad, and to have the honour of playing alongside, you know, people like Mike Teague and Ian Smith, who were both internationals, was just fantastic for me, and learned so much from them.